music on 77 WABC.
WABC, New York.
Let's go, 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 go.
Hello there, this is Les Marshak. It's midnight, we've got a night filled with music, brand new survey, and some solid gold. And we're brought to you by Denison, a men's clothing, Route 22, Union, New Jersey, where money talks and nobody walks.
So what do you think? Is that a little surprise for you?
Boy, did I sound young.
We all sounded young.
Tonsils on that.
Yeah, we did. Let's get right to the heart of this thing. You were involved in a brouhaha that became quite a controversy, and anytime anybody writes about when the rumor started with Paul was dead and you're involved in it, Roby Young was involved. Let me have your side of the story, then we're going to actually play what happened that night on the air, pieces of it.
Well, first of all, this is hard to believe, almost 30 years ago. I mean, this was 1969. I was working, I was very excited and very lucky to be doing a summer staff relief on ABC, which meant working on TV, on radio, doing station breaks, and I just happened to be there doing the all-night news. Charlie Greer left the station, and Roby Young was hired, and Roby's contract supposedly was not going to be renewed. He was on the air one night. I was off. The night, this particular night he was on, I was home, and about 12:15, I get a call from Rick Sklar, the program director. And Rick said, get your clothes on right away and meet me down at the ABC building. And I thought something was wrong. And I
Well, first of all, how did Rick know you were naked?
Well,
so get your clothes on.
you have to fill out a huge application at ABC, and they know everything. But anyway, I turned the radio on, and I could not believe what I heard, because in those years, the WABC format was sort of sacrosanct. I mean, you did not leave that top 40 format. You played the music. You heard the chime at the end of the record. You talked a little bit, and here was Roby doing a talk show, opening up his microphones to college kids all over the country about this controversy about Paul McCartney being dead, you know, playing all the records backwards and all the clues, and that was a no-no. The attorneys at ABC were very up in arms, and I get down, I meet Rick Sklar at the lobby, we go up, and I was in a very awkward position because Roby and I were kind of friendly. We worked together. And I ducked into the newsroom, and they physically removed Roby, and I went on the air.
And this is what it sounded like. Listen to this, folks.
Right now, 32 degrees in New York under cloudy skies. News at 55 and 25. This is Jim Perry.
The most music on 77 WABC.
ABC, New York.
Les Marshak.
Santana on WABC from an album, a good album too. That's called Evil Ways. 4:03, more music.
WABC, playback 65.
Rolling Stone, Solid Gold. Get off my cloud.
Hey, Bruce?
Yeah?
I know which one you're looking for.
Yeah, I do, too, and I thought we had that here, but, you know, we're going to get that in a couple moments. But anyway, you described it succinctly. They removed him, and you went in, and you told people not to call the station that Paul was not dead. Is that right? We have that somewhere. I don't know.
They gave me a disclaimer to read, which was actually protected ABC from all kinds of crazy litigations. And I had the show, and I did the show, and it was like night to night. Every day I would come in, and the program director, Rick Sklar, would say, yeah, Les, keep doing it. No contract, no nothing. And I wound up doing the show, which was, in those years, people did not have their 15 minutes of fame. If you got on the air at WABC, you were famous, and it was an incredible opportunity for somebody, you know, as young as...
Listen, Les, listen to this. We got it here. Listen.
12.5 minutes before 1 o'clock on WABC. Roby Young here in New York with all night music power. The Beatle Paul may be dead.
Les Marshak here, and you know, we've been getting some phone calls. The switchboard downstairs has been inundated regarding some speculating that Roby Young was doing earlier this morning regarding Paul McCartney. If you were listening, you're aware of it. But please be assured that those speculations are untrue. They are untrue. Please don't call, all right?
There it is, Les. That's what actually happened. That was the words.
By the way, Bruce, we have reporters from the Post.
I know.
We had a full-page article on that, and it was great. I felt bad for Roby. I mean, this was not a way for me to inherit his show.
Well, you know, what happened is the way fate had it, and hey, What can I tell you? Hey, my friend, my best friend, I look forward to seeing you. Say hi to Nancy, will you do
that? Bill Fenton! Little Anthony and the Imperials, along with Temptations and the Ragdolls, the Baby I Need Your Lovin' Crew, the Four Tops, and Swingin' Marvin Gaye! The Marvelettes will be there, Cannibal and the Headhunters, and Martha and the
you all to be there at the great big show. And don't forget right now, we're going to play our pick hit of the week. All winner of our record review board contest. You know, we play a brand new record for you every day. Among the five that we play, you pick the winner of the day. The winner of each day meets on Saturday when we pick the record review board champ of the week. And this week, you selected the winner, the record, the Lone Twister, by you know who, baby.
Everybody's dancing. Cheek to cheek romance. Ah, but that ain't in my groove. 'Cause I dig music that makes me wanna move. Let your arms wail. Move your torso. Only also. Come over here, little sister. Come here, man. Come on and dance with the Lone Twister. Round and around and around.
We got a great big hit. Right now, it's time for us to get into what you know is your basic Missouri bit. Hey, you got to learn how to speak Missouri. You got to use...
In 1959, he started his live stage shows.
Minutes.
Airchecks.com.